This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Duba seeks cooperation from three tiers of government for national development and prosperity. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun Shot's government should highlight development and promotion of communication technology. Chief of Nepal Army Staff Prabhu Ram Sharma leaves for Lebanon to boost morale of Nepali peacekeepers. And monsoon storms in Bangladesh and India kill at least 41 people. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Duba has directed the government employees to deliver the services in an effective and a timely manner. Inaugurating the newly built administrative building of Dhangadi sub-metropolis yesterday, Prime Minister Duba also stressed the need for coordination among all the tiers of the government for national development and prosperity. On the occasion, he also reaffirmed his commitment to helping convert Geta Medical College into an academy by introducing bills related to academy through the cabinet. Furthermore, he pleased to take initiatives to facilitate trade through Gauri Fata checkpoint. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun has assured that the state should highly focus on the development and promotion of the information, communications and technology sector. While inaugurating the Huawei Digital Nepal Conclave 2022 in Kathmandu yesterday, Vice President Pun spoke of the need for taking forward programs that help realize the government's vision for the Digital Nepal framework. He also called for the need to move ahead systematically to tackle the challenges prevailing in the ICT sector. Chief of the Nepal Army Staff Prabhu Ram Sharma has left for Lebanon to boost the morale of Nepali peacekeepers in the war-hit countries. A seven-member army team led by Army Chief Sharma is scheduled to take stock of the situation and operational activities of the Nepali peacekeepers in war-hit Lebanon and Syria. According to the Directorate of Public Relations and Information of the Nepal Army, during the visit, the Army Chief will meet the high-ranking officials of the UN mission in the countries. Following the visit, Army Chief Sharma is scheduled to head to the United States of America from June 27 to July 1st on an official invitation. Home Minister Balkrishna Khand has directed the bodies concerned to accord high priorities to landless squatters in the process of distributing lands. He urged the National Land Commission and office bearers of the District Committee to carry out result-oriented activities on the matter. Inaugurating the Lumbini province-level seminar for office bearers of the district committee organized by the commission in Budwal, he said the commission acquired top priorities to provide land ownership to all citizens. Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki says the communication sector aims to double its contribution to gross domestic product within 2 years with the development of information technology. Addressing the Huawei Digital Nepal Conclave 2022 yesterday, Minister Karki said the government aspires to make Nepal a techno-friendly nation by offering quality lifestyles through the maximum use and access of information technology. He said economic and strategic plans and policy-wise legal, technical and structural arrangements have been made for the effective implementation of the Digital Nepal Framework 2076. Similarly, the Ministry Secretary, Dr. Baikunta Arial, said the government was ready to make and implement the National Cyber Security Policy soon. Crown Prince of Dubai, Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, arrived in Nepal yesterday for a three-day visit. He reached Chapa yesterday itself to inaugurate abdominal CT scan machine installed at Purbanchal Cancer Hospital. A two-day international conference on South Asian natural and cultural heritages has been concluded in Pokhara. The conference, jointly organized by Pokhara University Faculty of Humanities and Social Sciences and Tiruvan University Prithvi Narayan Campus, was attended by 86 researchers from 15 countries including India, China, Bangladesh and Italy. The papers were presented on museums and memorial indigenous languages and literatures, tourism, cinema and other fine arts. Two persons died after suffocation while cleaning up a well at Madi. According to the district police office, the deceased have been identified as Surya Gurung, 25, and Sivarai, 30, of Madi Municipality 8. Deputy Superintendent of Police DSP Narahari Adhikari said that Gurung and Rai suffered from hypoxia and died while cleaning a well of Rita Regmi at Madi Municipality 7 of Devendrapur. As the country is grappling with a crisis of chemical fertilizers across the country, farmers at Tharki of Dhuni BC Municipality 6 in Tharding District seized two trucks of urea fertilizer yesterday. The fertilizer is said to be imported from Indian market by evading customs revenue. Prior to this, the security officials from the Inland Revenue Department had taken under control the fertilizer. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Monsoon storms in Bangladesh and India killed at least 41 people and unleashed devastating floods that left millions of others stranded. Bangladesh Sylhet Region Chief Governor Administrator Musharraf Hussain told AFP that more than 4 million people have been stranded by flood. The flooding forced Bangladesh's third largest international airport in Sylhet to shut down on Friday. Likewise, the Al Jazeera report quotes Chief Minister of Meghalaya of India that at least 16 people have been killed since Thursday in remote areas of the state after landslides and surging rivers that submerged roads. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma told reporters that more than 1.8 million people have been affected by floods after 5 days of incessant downpours. Forecasters said the floods were set to worsen over the next 2 days with heavy rains in Bangladesh and upstream in India's north. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has made his first trip to Ukraine's war-torn southern front line as his forces mount a slow-moving advance in the region. Visiting the held-out city of Mykolaiv, he inspected damaged buildings and met soldiers, officials and health workers. The Ukrainian leader also visited the western city of Odessa, which has been subjected to periodic Russian shelling since the war began. Both cities are targets in Russia's efforts to seize the Black Sea coast. Zelensky has regularly met with international leaders in Kyiv since the Moscow pulled its forces away from the capital city, having decided to refocus its efforts on capturing the eastern Donbas region. The United Nations says more than 10,000 civilians, including hundreds of children, have now been killed or injured in the war in Ukraine. In its daily update, the United Nations Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights said some 4,509 people had been killed and 5,585 injured as of midnight in Kyiv on the 16th of June. The dead include 294 children. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Madhesh Province, Bagmati Province, Kandaki Province and Lumini Province, and it will be partly cloudy in the rest of the provinces. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is possible at some places in Province 1, Madhesh, Bagmati, Kandaki and Lumini Province, and at one or two places of Karnali and Far West Province. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in Province 1 and Kandaki Province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 29.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 19 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sherbhadur Deoba seeks cooperation from three tiers of government for national development and prosperity. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Punashot's government should highlight development and promotion of communication technology. Chief of Nepal Army Staff Prabhuram Sharma leaves for Lebanon to boost morale of Nepali peacekeepers. And monsoon storms in Bangladesh and India kill at least 41 people. Well, that's all that we have for this edition Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.